That's the problem. So Todd and DK here, we had to jump on after I walked away, took a piss, came back, and realized there were 15 running backs going to new homes.
What the hell just happened? Like, holy shiitake mushrooms.
I don't know. If I'm a real estate 15? Agent, I am calling every one of these dudes. Not 50.
I think that was exaggerated, but...
Eight running backs signed, one released in today.
Eckler, Pollard, Jacobs, Barkley, Swift, Singletary, Gus Edwards, Antonio Gibson. Did he sign
today? And Aaron Jones released.
And Aaron Jones is going to end up, and then you got Henry's getting ready to sign with somebody.
They're saying he's probably going to go to the Ravens.
I actually just thought, had a thought hit me. Do you think that's a sign of the combine happening and everybody going, I don't see anything in this draft that I can go get? So it was like wildfire on running backs because everybody needed one.
They literally did what we said on Friday. It was like, hey, if you need a running back, trade for him. And they literally just did that.
Yeah, we better go get him immediately because we're not waiting around because there ain't shit in this draft. And all due respect to the guys in the draft, but
not like before.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any standout talent this year at that running back position.
After last year, like no movement, everybody got franchise tags. You and I went on a rant about rookie contracts for running backs, and then all of a sudden this year it's like...
Well, I mean, they weren't getting bank though. I mean... Barkley only got what, like 12 million, 13 million?
I think it's over 30 some million, 24 guaranteed, with it can fluctuate up to like 46 million
over 3 years
with incentives and stuff like that.
It's a really good deal for both sides, I think.
I mean, there's a lot of Jacob's like defensive 12, non-position guys that move too. I mean, Kirk Cousins is a Falcon. Gardner Minshew is going to the Raiders. Gabe Davis is going to the Jags.
I think our boy Kirk Cousins here, I think that's a big move for a lot of fantasy. Because what happens with JJ now? Jay Jettas, he said specifically that he wants to wait until the quarterback situation gets figured out. And that's still a huge question mark now in Minnesota. So I would be super nervous if I was a Minnesota Viking fan right now.
I think there's a chance they're going to pursue Sam Darnold, which will not make him happy.
No, he's out. Dude, he's out.
He's like, peace out. I'm done.
That immediately makes that franchise. And I'm not digging on Sam. He kind of was had a wrong situation there.
Yeah, he wasn't in the best situation.
No, fuck. The Jets are never a good spot to land. But especially as a rookie quarterback.
Especially if you're Aaron Rodgers' Achilles.
Yeah, right. That field sucks.
There's a lot of moves. It's interesting. It especially in dynasty football.
Dude,
this hurting. Screws so many people.
I'm sitting there with Eckler and Pollard.
And I don't know.
I don't know what to do now. I got Henry.
Eckler's going to a committee. Jesus. So let's run through this. Gibson to the Patriots committee. Gus Edwards to the Chargers. I like it. Singletary to the Giants. Sucks to be you. So yeah,
Gibson's just a thorn to Stevenson because Stevenson keeps barking that he wants to be the bell cow, and then you know they're not going to do that. Well, Belichick's not there anymore, so maybe.
True, but he's again committee, and like Singletary, he's going to the Giants, which Saquon only did good because he's Saquon.
Yeah,
but Singletary to the Bears.
The Bears really just screws Roshan. I thought we were going to get a lot to see what he was worth.
Every dynasty owner.
I think Khalil's still there, no?
Khalil Herbert, as of now, is still there.
Yeah, maybe they'll try and trade him or something, but who knows?
Every dynasty owner who sat on, and I'm one of them, sat on Roshan, is like, you
son of a bitch.
Like, this was supposed to be my step forward, just like Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears in Tennessee. Pollard. Yeah, I know. And then Brian Robinson was looking good last year with Gibson getting a little banged up.
And now Eckler's going there.
Eckler goes there to take away from him and his uprising. Like, it's been a really weird ride. If you can find a bell cow out there, grab him and hold on to him.
I think it's safe to say the two running backs who maybe upgraded the best would be, I think, Jacobs upgraded and Barkley upgraded.
Yeah, Barkley definitely, I think. He goes from one of the last rushing defense or rushing offensive lines to one of the best
top three.
I mean, it'll be a little bit different. You're losing some guys up there with Kelsey, obviously, but I mean,
but Saquon ends up in a good situation. And Jacobs, at first I was like, this is dumb because of Aaron Jones.
Right.
But then they go and cut Aaron Jones.
They go get Josh Jacobs and say, we'll take him off your hands if you guys don't want to pay him over there. I think the Raiders screwed up, man. They should have signed his ass last year. I don't know why.
Gardner Minshew now. Your brother's happy because he's got, say, your White and Jacobs. That's one of them.
Right.
But
that helps him a little bit.
It's definitely interesting.
He's got Breece Hall, so he's not hurting. He's going to be dirty again next year with Breece Hall and Christian McCaffrey.
And you said you think that Aaron Jones ends up in Dallas. Like, what is Jerry Jones? Busy looking in the mirror, smiling at himself, missing everything going on, or what?
Yeah,
Dax filing a lawsuit today against an accuser, nothing happened.
I saw that.
Like, what else happened? Man.
Jesus. They're on a wild ride today, man. I don't even know how to respond to the Dak thing. But
I will say that the Cowboys
are probably going to pick up a Derrick Henry or I think Aaron Jones gets up there.
They don't have the salary cap.
Some Aaron Jones.
The problem with them is I think they only got about $2 million to play with.
Yeah, I don't think Derrick. Well, okay.
So the only way that they can afford to sign someone is they have to restructure Dak's contract.
I didn't realize they were that deep in.
Yeah, they could restructure Dak's contract.
Dak would do that in order to get himself another back. Because I don't think Rico and, Deuce are going to be the 1-2 punch that they need. I think Rico will be okay, but
Deuce Vaughn is too small.
After that, and then that is, if God forbid Rico takes an injury, you're really thin at the position. So I think they have to add something somewhere.
Or they're one of the few that try and trade up and draft or something like that, but they've got to be creative with the salary cap. The
I'm not so sure which our running back you're taking in the draft that helps you immediately, though. Maybe a couple of them. Who knows?
No.
I could be completely wrong on that. But
maybe they're going to move Trey Lance to running back?
That's possible. He's not injury prone or anything.
I don't know. My phone all day today, it was so weird. Like, all of a sudden I get one. Like, you start hearing this, and all of a sudden I got like a ping. And then they started talking about Swift. I'm like, oh, wow, that sucks. I was kind of bummed they lost him. And then, like, all of a sudden, 15 text messages about Swift and then like all these rumors and all of a sudden it was, I swear to God, like you could like, and all of a sudden it just all came through. It's like one person. And like you said it there, you know, at least one team is getting in trouble for this.
Oh yeah.
There's no way they all did it today.
What do you mean? Hold on. I didn't follow
you.
You
said about tampering.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
It's insane. They're like, for this to happen this quickly, for all of these pieces to fall that quickly, you can't tell me that these agents weren't out there making deals. There's just no way.
None of this is legit yet.
It's all just like supposedly
happening.
They're
supposed to do this because this is like the pre-tampering or whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's
or something tampering.
Yeah, because the actual free agency doesn't start till the 14th or some shit like that.
Yeah, so you got a couple of days. Like, you have like a couple of days of like, this is the tampering period.
Yeah, so like, watch all this not happen. Barkley backs out of Philly.
everybody stays where they are, and you get just like one big, ha ha, gotcha.
Yeah, April Fools.
I don't know. We had to jump on and talk about this. It's definitely like, compared to last year, I don't think I can remember a season where this many key players just moved this fast. Or even, like, name an offseason where you had 8 startable running backs move, let alone day one.
And one of those 8 have all seen the top 15, I think, in fantasy points.
Yeah.
So every single one of them.
The only one that I think was dumb was Singletary going to the Giants, just because the Giants need so much more than that.
Does the Texans, are they trying to add two? Maybe Derrick Henry ends up there. That'd be a good spot for him.
Maybe he could. Well, because they're what they have. And Dameon Pierce gets better.
Yeah, Dameon Pierce definitely will go up in the rankings if they don't add to the position.
Especially if they don't add to the position. This is going to be interesting.
It's and you could actually probably pick up Dameon Pierce for cheap right now from people because he had a shitty season last year. And if they're not really paying attention to that Singletary move, you might be able to scoop yourself some Pierce for next year.
If people aren't up on this, just send out just trade offer everyone in your league right now and get that person who just doesn't
exactly
have update.
Just Just try and pick up your Damian Pierces right now, because if they don't add, because I heard Pollard was a big one going to the Texans, and then that never happened. So,
mm-hmm.
God only knows.
We all have that friend who doesn't turn on notifications on their phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Send trades to that dude. Like,
yeah, over and over again.
Over and again. He'll be like, oh my, I can get this guy? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'll give you Damian Pierce. He was terrible last year. Got
it. All right, I feel like we had to jump on that, had to get ahead of this stuff, like, because this just, I couldn't stop thinking about this all day, and I had to talk to you about it.
Yeah, we'll see you at the draft.
I know.
Wait, that's I mean, we'll probably be on before that. What am I talking about?
No, you're going to have an episode, probably not this weekend, but I want to do a pre-draft, like, little where we think, now that we all saw all this happen, now I'm really interested. I think I want to look at, like, the top 10, 15 picks and see now what I think actually happens.
Yeah, I'll be really curious to see. Two guys that I want to see where Marquise Brown's ends up. I hope he goes back to the Cardinals, but
I think they keep him.
I just dropped Michael Wilson. I was fucking wrong.
I think they keep Brown because I think they keep Brown and I think they add size.
Yeah, they should.
I'm curious.
They should keep Marquise Brown. Keep Marquise Brown and get like a Neighbors or something. Who knows?
Yeah, this is definitely going to interesting things up. Funniest one is
great offseason.
Harbaugh to Harbaugh.
We got, yeah, right? We got, I'm looking forward to this offseason, though. It's going to be a good one.
This is why we play Dynasty. Because this is why we play Dynasty. Matters. Like, in a redraft, you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, we'll get there. But right now, this has legit implications. Like,
on everybody's roster. Like, all kinds of roster things going on. I'm sitting there, like I said, with Eckler and Pollard going, no, not those offenses. Anybody
with
them. You're
like, trade them. I mean, that does.
Hopefully they both get a CJ Stroud next year.
Trade your Spears for Pollard.
Ouch. Yeah, Spears hurts too, man.
That I was looking forward to that. I'm so looking forward. I just need Joe Mixon to move.
Hopefully they, because they don't have a ton of weapons on the outside, so hopefully they get them both involved. Who knows?
It's going to be interesting how they use them.
We'll see.
And they're all multi-year deals. None of them are like...
Right. I know. That was the crazy thing. Everybody's getting 3-4 years.
I was expecting 1 year, 1 year, 1 year, but no. They're like
Swift. I was thinking Swift. I didn't know I guess he wanted to sign a longer term, but they all would like it. You know, who the fuck?
Yeah, they get 3 years.
A 2 year deal.
Yeah, I mean, Swift signed a year to come to Philly and then 3 to go to Chicago.
And especially if you're changing teams and it's like, I got to move there and fucking blah, 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 all this other shit.
Well, speaking of Swift to Chicago, I think this means they stick with Fields.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I don't think Fields is a salary cap hit.
Caleb Williams canceled his... Apparently, I saw a thing where Caleb Williams canceled a trip to Chicago, a visit.
Or did they cancel it on him because they're like, we don't need you.
Exactly. Fuck you. I don't know why they would... I don't know how many times you got to draft a quarterback to have it not work out. Tired of seeing it. Like...
Yeah.
Fuck, they're saying like, oh, these guys are all fucking really good. Like, okay, cool. Are we really going to have a draft class that is like
they're
six quarterbacks
really
deep? Like, no, it's not going to happen. No. I just, and Fields has done things and shown things on the field that warrants a shot, right? I mean, it's not like people aren't going to like give him another chance. So as a franchise, you're sitting there with the number one and they have like, what, the number six or some shit like that?
Yeah, they're nine.
Yeah. And it's like, why not add some pieces to the line? Like, start winning the football in the trenches. You don't, what the hell are you doing taking on other running back contracts when you got a Roshan Johnson? And you know what I mean?
Right,
I
like
just
that's
don't, I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand the moving from some of these teams, like Washington paying Eckler. You got Brian Robinson. You can easily find another passing down back. Like, you don't need to go spend that kind of money on a running back.
It's definitely interesting. And like you said, the Fields thing, I don't think that he's... Do I love Fields? No. Do I think he's been bad enough that you can definitively say that you're going to draft a better quarterback than him? No.
Right, yeah.
You could trade... I would see them trading for a proven quarterback before... And that, like, if they were traded for a quarterback that's been in the league and they see and they know and say, okay, I'll do that. But there's not a quarterback in this draft that I say, yeah, you are 100% going
better
to be an upgrade.
Right. And then on top of that, imagine what you could get for that pick. So I'm going to take...
Vikings have interest in Aaron Jones just popped up. This is going to be fun. I don't think we're done yet.
No, we'll be back on Wednesday probably.
Yeah, we will. All right.
But Good talk.
Yeah. We had to do that. I was waiting to talk to you about this shit all day. I
had to get it off my chest. I know. I'm still trying to get over some of them. I'm trying to process it all still.
I'm going to hang this up. I'm going to go lay in bed, and I'm going to start sending out massive trade offers just for the hell of time. It.
I know. That's Dynasty people out there.
Season's it's here. Time.
The trading season has begun. And one last piece of advice, don't trade too soon. Make sure you know where your pieces are headed first.
Yeah, because imagine if you traded some of these people already.
Imagine if you went out and picked up Tony Pollard, and now he's on the Tennessee Titans, and he's going to be in a committee even more so than he was on a good offense. So,
I love it, though.
Congratulations to me for sucking again. All right.
I don't think it hurts that bad. DK. Todd.
Like and subscribe, all you bitches.
Shit's going down. Yeah, do what he says.
I wish I had a beer.
No, I just... Toast Winery, I just put my wine club order in for another 12 bottles. I get it three times a year up in the Finger Lakes. I was walking by, I'm like, eh, if we're going to do this, I need to have a glass of wine or something. Celebrate my team getting shafted.
I got a whole case right over there, and I didn't even open a bottle.
You know what they say. Pukanuka.
And you know what? Pukanuka.